In the gospel today, we are provided one of the most solid foundations of the call to forgiveness. And the call to forgiveness is not just one of the many core teachings of the church. It is at the heart of who we are. It is the heart of Christian discipleship. If you look at the very purpose why Christ was sent into the world, it is really to bring us back to the embrace of the Father. And that is the offering of forgiveness on the part of God. One of the things, too, that I've realized why forgiveness is so central to the Christian faith, it is because God's love is best exemplified when He died for us on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Humanity might not have asked for forgiveness, but God unselfishly gave it without any condition because He is the God of love. Forgiveness is the final act of love. The question of Simon Peter in the gospel today seems to be he's trying to get out from this core demand of the gospel, because he knew that it is not easy to forgive. So he is trying to set what's really the quota. How many times will I be able to forgive? I live with this bunch of brothers and they're not the easiest people to work with. So how many times do I have to forgive? Well, this band of brothers that are with me in the proclamation of the kingdom of God. And Jesus seems to give them a specific number, but we should not be misguided by the number that is given to us in the gospel today. It actually expresses without limits, without limitations, that we should always be ready to forgive every time our brother or sister fail us. And what is the basis of this? It is because God continues to forgive us every time we come to Him asking and seeking for repentance. Looking at my own spiritual life, imagine if there is a quota in forgiveness. I will gonna be so much in trouble right now. You know, if we understand this literally, there's gonna be 400 something, and I'm 38 right now. I would have probably consumed the quota in my first, 7 years of my life. If that is the case, if that is the kind of approach that God takes on us, and if we follow His lead, then that's the same thing too that is being asked of us. And forgiveness, I mentioned before, does not depend whether the person who has hurt us or caused us pain apologizes or has felt remorse. It is, of course, much better if one that does that. But even without it, one needs to forgive. To give oneself the chance to live life once again and not to be stuck with a past. Whenever we forgive, we are basically telling the person who has hurt us, I refuse to be enslaved by what you did to me. I refuse to be defined and ruled by the pain and betrayal. And I also refuse to put you in a box based on what you did to me. Forgiveness, then, is not just something that we do for other people. It's something that we do also for ourselves. Because not forgiving someone is equivalent to staying shackled in a jail cell of bitterness, serving time for someone else wrong. Even the expression, you know, we hear the expression holding a grudge. Even that expression has a burdensome weightiness to it that falls on us. Think of that dark downward spiral we enter when we bear that heavy emotions of hate, of resentment and rage over that which we cannot change. So forgiveness is about freeing ourselves of that burden. And the objective of forgiveness is not to forget or deny the hurt, nor is it necessarily about reconciling with one who has done wrong. And I've hammered on this so many times before, because oftentimes we hear people saying, "Father, it's hard for me to forgive that person because I cannot imagine myself entering into a new relationship with that person." You know, again, forgiveness and reconciliation are two different things. Reconciliation is going back to our original relationship, but it's not always a requirement for forgiveness. And many times, or sometimes, there are relationships that are so toxic and abusive that we can't go back to those relationships because we put ourselves in danger. But even in those situations, we should still be able to forgive. And what does it mean? To be able to pray for the good of that person, not necessarily going back to the original relationship. Have I embraced forgiveness wholeheartedly? Is there someone that I need to forgive genuinely so that I can fully live in God's gift of the moment?